Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the third week of Easter, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Searching for the Food That Endures for Eternal Life.
And the reading is from the Gospel of John. The following day, the crowd that had stood on the other side saw that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but the disciples had set off by themselves. Other boats, however, had put in from Tiberias near the place where the bread had been eaten. When the people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into those boats and crossed to Capernaum to look for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side, they said, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered, I tell you most solemnly, you are not looking for me because you have seen the signs, but because you had all the bread you wanted to eat. Do not work for food that cannot last. Work for food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you. For on him the Father, God himself, has set his seal. And they said to him, What must we do if we are to do the works that God wants? Jesus gave them this answer. This is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I prayed with and pondered this gospel, I realize it contains deep, mysterious insights way beyond my understanding. I struggle to understand what Jesus is really wanting to convey. Yet I have a sense that the way into this mystery is through our need, my need, and delight of food. Well, do I remember as a child, Lent was very much about giving up my favourite food. Yes, you guessed it, lollies, of course. Then once Easter was on the horizon, the delightful prospect of being free to indulge in this sweet food again, in Easter eggs, my joy was about to be complete. But Jesus said, Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life. And again as a child, a large part of the joy of my first communion day was the party held after Mass in the parish hall. Food we could not afford at home. I understand the people looking for Jesus because he had fed them with bread when they were hungry. And Jesus said, You are looking for me because you ate the loaves I gave you. Now as an adult, I ask myself, why do I look for and long for Jesus so intensely? This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Well, I do believe. Do not look for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life. I have experienced Jesus as the bread of life, the food of eternal life, and it's usually when the stone has been rolled away and I have seen and felt my own wounds, my nothingness. And all I can say about this is that this truly is the work of God's Spirit, God's gift. In this Eastertide, I ask myself, how to proclaim the resurrection? Well, to proclaim the resurrection, we must first experience it in ourselves. We don't really know or understand this new life promised by Jesus until we have met him in the circumstances of daily life. It is an experience beyond words when we meet him in those people searching for him in their poverty, in sickness and suffering, in mental illness and confusion, then sitting beside the dying of a loved one, or visiting a relative in prison and despair. I tell myself, wake up to new life, be born again, and cease to dwell in impatience and doubt. Learn to wait. Let your belief in his resurrection be God's gift, and ultimately, your hope in the new life of the Spirit within you. Only then can we proclaim the resurrection and bring new life and hope to our troubled world. Only then can we look for the food that endures for eternal life. Only then can we preach that life conquers death. In death, life has changed, not ended. Perhaps this is searching for the food that endures for eternal life. Alleluia.